Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. The more we know about the omnipresence of spirit, the greater our power is to produce creatively. Our thoughts themselves have power. They go down to the atoms, to the very cells of our body, to our organs, and manifest in kind. This potential is present all the time, at all times. It is not limited by time, it is not limited by space, and it cooperates with all of the power and beingness, all of the creative forces in the universe. The creative forces, not just of thought, but of matter and circumstance as well. Our thoughts are the beginning. This desire, they occur within us. And next we speak it. We speak it into potential. People think that this is for the universe, and maybe it is on some level, but it's for our brains. We speak it, we give it life. Now, maybe we don't speak it to others because maybe their thoughts and fears would invade our own. We speak it. We speak it within ourselves. We speak it to our steering wheel or to the dog. We give it life. We give it potential. And then we use the directive power of our will in order to focus, that creative power on the task at hand. And when I say the task at hand, I don't mean the things we have to do. I mean the task of aligning our beliefs with the truth so that we can create in kind. We will create in kind. So the question is, what do we choose? What do we choose to focus on? Where do we direct our power? We are here to express that creation, whatever it is, here on the sensate level, and we will, aligned with our faith. The question is, what do you truly believe in? Some people believe in strife. They actually root their anxiety in positive things, right? If everything's going right, then something is bound to go wrong. What is this? Beloved, we must quit isolating ourselves within our own thinking. Things are not moving too fast. Things are not going to go wrong. Paranoia is a form of fear, either directly related or disjointed. Okay, everything's going right at work. Maybe you're not allowing your paranoia to sit there. Maybe it's falling around your marriage, around your children, around your health. Maybe it's just that you sense choice coming. Choice can be a perceived crisis, but it's not. It's power. We have to trust the unfolding. We have to recognize that nothing happens by chance. This is all cause and effect. Don't believe in chance, beloved. If you do, you will live by it. Always, always search for the outplaying of law, of spiritual law. And it will become clear to you in all things because the law is unfailing and all ceasing, and it is cause and effect. It is all positive all the time, and it is available to you all the time by whatever degree you believe in it. Watch your words, beloved, because belief roots often in the brain. And manifestation is all positive all the time. You cannot say, universe, I cannot handle anything going wrong. All the universe hears is going wrong. Oh, she wants a challenge. Let's challenge her. No. You say, the odds are forever in my favor. You say, my highest good unfolds with grace and ease. Do not believe in chance, or it will rule your life. Instead, follow your inner knowing. Remember that feeling is a universal tool, and it is valid. Remember that knowing is a gift from the universe, so you must not doubt. Don't let the chatter in your brain keep you from what you know at the core of your being. Don't argue with it. Maybe don't even reason with it. Look at it. Answer it. Answer it. Take its fear away. Understand, beloved, when you get your brain out of the way, you'll realize that you really do know. You guys, we really do know. It is real. It is divine. It is universal intelligence. And it is present in us all the time. In all ways, in every condition, in every circumstance, in all places and all times, it is available. And we have the power to lift up our current conditions to the level of our desires. Think about it this way. Universal mind is like a blob of clay. Okay? It is waiting to be formed into whatever an individual wants to create. Now think about this blob of clay. When the artist screws up, sometimes he overreacts and he mashes it back, returning it to that blob, to the cause where he started. He begins again, hoping to reach his desired intent, or he doesn't. He just lets it sit there. He just keeps it. The fear takes hold. The fear that has to be overcome is of losing that mediocre piece of art that he produced in the first place. Well, but what if that mediocre piece of art is a better vantage point, is a higher beginning? I mean, maybe we do need to go back to the blob of clay, but this is unlikely. Instead, this new beginning starts from what we manifest in the first place, from that first mediocre piece of art. It's closer than we were before. We are not limited by time and space. Our ideal is already here. All we have to do is align to it to convince our brains. All we have to do is look at what has formed so far and relentlessly, fearlessly, with an open mind, recognize the cause and effect. Where do we miss the mark? What thought process got in the way? When we can see that clearly, when we look for the outplaying of universal law of cause and effect, we're able to believe. And when we believe, we push our ideal forward into this space and time. And when we maintain that image, we are made new. Our physical manifestations, be them health, fitness, money, work, whatever it is, these are a reaction within universal law, cause and effect. Universal law flows into us where we, the human, then filters it. And we filter it sometimes with false, limited, engendered, force-fed beliefs. Why must it be two steps forward, one step back? Who said that had to be true? Why must we believe in strife? Why must we think, I can't possibly be this lucky? Yes, you can. Everything can go right. Everything can fall into place. You must believe. When we take universal law and we let it flow into us, when we take that power to create and we squeeze it and crumble it, when we destroy it by our limitations, we mold it, into what we don't want. We have to listen to that still small voice within. Not the chatter in the brain that says something has to go wrong, but the intuition who says, yes, your desire is valid. It can be yours. Subjective mind, source, higher self, universal law, all that is always trying to communicate through us. It's trying to communicate by our intuition. This is the whispers. If we don't pay attention, it might get more forceful. It might visit our dreams, our visions. It may even bring us pain. Physical pain, emotional pain. But all that it really is intuition, is the universe trying to guide our formation, just like an artist guides the clay. We have a choice. What details we focus on, where we put our attention. And what we choose results in a different kind of manifestation because it is cause and effect. What we believe, where we focus, is what we attract, period. It is cause and effect. We pray without ceasing. We send that out there, right? And then we choose. We have to focus all of this, beloved. We can't just step over it, right? No spiritual bypass. You've heard me say that before. You cannot step over it. You have to deal with it and you have to focus, right? We focus this by will. But we have to be clear. We do not will anything to happen. Will is not creative. It is not a creative power. It is compelling, but it is merely a tool in the creative process. It keeps us centered and motivated, but it is not the creator. Will takes the reality of divine mind and sort of flicks it, right? Thumps it, pushes it, forces it into the realm, the mental realm, where we realize the vision of it, where we utilize manifestation, where we see it and we feel it within ourselves and create what some have called the spiritual prototype. This idea, right? Now you've heard me say before, this the equivalent or something better. You must always say this the equivalent or something better, but along and equal in importance is for you to be absolutely sure that you are focusing your desire and the majority of your thoughts on what you really want to manifest. The joy, success, money, love, whatever it is that is your highest good, that is not taking from another. And we must view this in a positive way because the universe manifests our desired outcomes without prejudice. Do you hear that? Without prejudice. It does not question our desires. So we have to be certain where we direct them. We have to be clear that this space in the brain is like a translator, okay? And if we are focusing on what we don't want instead of what we do want, we will manifest what we don't want. Your belief in strife may just manifest strife. Watch what you believe. Be careful. Your will should be calm, quiet, and confident. And above all, focused on the desired outcome. The closer you can get that to the actual desire, to the peace of mind, to the comfort, to the emotion, to the state of being, instead of the perceived material appearance of that thing, the more quickly you will manifest it. Our thoughts and our focus are the cause. They are the hands of the artist shaping the clay. And that cause goes out and it creates. And the only way to stop it, okay, is to deny its power and send out a bigger, better cause, right? People think that we are trapped by our karma. You're not, okay? People think, oh shit, I've been doing it wrong for too long. Maybe you have, but you can fix it. Deny the power of your false belief, your false intentions, and send out something bigger and better. Change the way you think, the way you perceive, and use your will to focus your intention, to continually, gently redirect your thinking to what you actually desire. If you answer the what ifs, if you recognize even the worst case scenario, look it in the eyes and tell it the truth. This process is gentle and easy. It's when you try to deny that power or eliminate it from your thinking at all that you will fail. The brain is designed to point out the possible threats. Think about back when we were, you know, cavemen and stuff. Like, we had to know the threats when we were in danger. Work with the brain, work with the way that your brain works, and the whole process becomes infinitely more simple. Whenever possible, stay in the positive, even when addressing those negative things. And remember, do not focus on what you should do. Instead, focus on what you are in divine mind. I am aligned with the truth of who I am. I am aligned with my highest good, and I desire only what is best for me, for my life, and for those I love. Simple enough. Highest good, highest good, highest good, highest good. Do not give power to your fears. Do not give power to the qualities that you want to avoid. Respond to them and then focus on the qualities of life you desire to experience. And in the process, carefully, methodically, as if they are cords attached with little hooks into the flesh of your body, release the attachments to other people's desires for you and other people's beliefs. Know who you are and produce for yourself. Build your own rapport with the universe, with divine mind, and with you. Do not allow that to be tainted by the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs anyone else. You are a pure being. Yes, we entered into this world in a body, in a family, or lack thereof, in a society, in a country, in a point in time that all gives us that initial shape to our clay. Perhaps it's a good starting point, or perhaps we need to roll it out and start new. Either way, anyway, any version of any of that, all we have to do is flip the switch. I decide today to observe and respond to any negative beliefs or thinking so that I can be free of them and free to be me. It's perfect, right? Universal mind will be to us exactly what we believe it to be. If you think of the universe as cruel and punishing, that's what you will receive. Because we manifest in kind with our beliefs at any moment, all the time. You cannot find a time where you missed the mark and think, but I believed 100%. Bullshit, you did. Right? You might have believed as much as you possibly could, or possibly thought you could. But maybe you just didn't have the intelligence then. Don't get me wrong. Ignorance is not a bad thing. It's a lack of information or faith in information. Perhaps today you change your mind. Remember, beloved, Spirit is available at all times. All we need to do is employ the intelligence to utilize its creative, all-loving, all-creative power with the intention and outcome we actually desire. Thought is the means by which we create. When we contemplate highest good all day long, the universe responds in kind. That doesn't mean you fail if a fear thought enters your brain, or a what if, or maybe. The only way you fail is if you let those things rule over you. Respond to them. Answer the what ifs, and let them go. Then they cease to have power, and you can move forward, manifesting what you truly desire. Think about that, beloved. And you don't have to know. People tell me all the time, I don't even know what I want. I don't know what my desires are. Yes, you do. You may not know what they look like. You may not know what your job is, who your partner is, what retirement looks like, or your bank account, or whatever those things are. You may not know what it is that will get you there, but you do know what you desire. Maybe it's peace. Security, happiness, health. It is that simple. The rest is just details, and the universe is a pro at managing those. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I am a client of Jennifer's as well as a friend. I have known Jennifer since 2016 and just started recently listening to her podcast, which I must say is helped me more than anything. It's a weekly podcast that I listen to, I'm dedicated to. It helps me get through the fog that I feel like I'm in sometimes. It gives me direction, and I honestly look forward to hearing the new message that comes out. I try to tell as many people as I can that I know are going through things that you may not get to see Jennifer as a client, but take the time to stop and listen to her podcast, because you will get so much from that. It's almost like being there right in her office. Hold on, I had to wait a minute because I don't know. Is it called your office?
Office is great. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like I'm rambling. Let me think.
No, you're great. It's great.
Okay.
It's still recording though, just so you know.
That's fine. We can edit it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
That was really good.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay, so. Being a patron is also a benefit. I am so happy I made the decision to set up just $20 a month. It comes out automatically. I don't even miss it. It's like already done, and I get that extra special little patron-only content that I just adore. So all I can say is do what you feel is...
You're perfect.
Okay, let me try that one again. So all I have to say is listen to a podcast and you will be sold.
It's perfect. You're perfect. It's perfect. Thank you. Now, what you said about... Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.